Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and celebrity interviews live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Neil. How about yourself? I'm also looking forward to speaking to a fellow podcaster in just a moment.
Absolutely. More than just a fellow podcast, former NFL player, son of the great Phil Simms, Matt Simms. Matt, how are you? And I guess that's always hard to hear that, right? It's good to hear it, but it's a challenge, right? To look up to your father's shadows in so many ways, right?
If you were speaking to the teenage version of me, I would absolutely say yes, because that version of me, young, a lot of testosterone, angry about the world. But, the younger or more mature version of me now, just honored that, I can say that because my father is a great man. And to try to fill in his shoes as best as I can is a tough task, but I'm up for it.
All right, good, Greg. First question.
That's pretty amazing. So what, I'm going to say probably your dad got you thinking about being in the NFL is my guess, right? Is that right?
Yeah, it's fair to say that my environment was very conducive to loving the game of football and obviously just trying to be around the game as much as possible. I'm extremely grateful too that my father and my brother were both just unbelievable players and great inspirations for me too.
And then, so you talk about your brother too playing in the NFL. So he was first, right? Isn't that correct, Matt?
Yes, my brother's 8 years older than I am, and I like to tell people that I was born in '88, and I tell people all the time that I was, the Super Bowl celebration after he won the MVP in '86. Since they played the Super Bowl in '87, he won the MVP, and in my mind, I like to think that I was the Super Bowl MVP celebration.
Yeah.
Matt, what was your favorite part about playing football in general, and then specifically in the NFL?
Just the sport, what it teaches you, the values that it instills in you, all the great people that I've met through the years has just been phenomenal. And it's one of those things, and as cliched it is, you can't appreciate it enough while you're in it. You're so engrossed into what you're doing, your day-to-day tasks, and you really don't appreciate all the great things that it gives to your life. Until it is over. And what's great though is I can look back at my career with great fondness, even with my failures and my many successes, all the things that I've learned and the people that I had the opportunity to get to know and experience.
Why did you choose the University of Tennessee? What was.
Yeah, well, I was a journeyman. I actually started at the University of Louisville. Got a little bit of trouble there. Really, unfortunately for me, just smoked too much weed and failed a drug test. So I was not trusted or for the coaching staff there. I transferred to a junior college in California. And from there, just restarted my recruiting campaign. And fortunately enough, the University of Tennessee, came knocking, and it was a great opportunity to play in the SEC at the time that I thought was the highest level of college football you could play at. And I wanted to go in and do my best to compete against the best in the world. And it served me great for the NFL.
Well, that's great. That's fun. What do you miss about not playing in the NFL right now? And what do you like best about what you are doing?
What I miss, it's the list is too long. And I guess the number one thing would probably be just, the brotherhood that the game involves, getting to know people and playing a sport that is so highly competitive and so difficult with people from all different types of backgrounds. It's just something that it's hard to encapsulate the power that that has while you're playing, but it is definitely something that I miss tremendously. Just those relationships with those people, from the training room to the strength room, the coaches, the players. All the people in management that have a great impact on you too, and instill wisdom in you, whether you know it or not. So, that's definitely the few things that I miss. And right now, currently doing this podcast with my father, Big Phil, called Sims Complete. We talk about football and discuss football on a daily basis at his house, or whether we're out at dinner or hanging out with family. And we just said, hey, why not share, our conversations with the world and enjoy it? And it's been a great, great moment for both of us too, to have that father and son time, discussing a game that we love so much.
How much did he media train you? Because you're really good. He knew what you were doing. I mean,
I guess so.
yeah, go ahead.
I'm, you know, as full of it as he is. The good thing is that we're authentic and we enjoy the game, and we do our best to share our love and passion for the game as much as we possibly can. And I think that when you're authentic, you hopefully come across that same way to the people that are viewing or listening to your shows. And, you know, of course I'm a quarterback too. So we're politicians, man. You know, we know how to talk to the media.
some quarterbacks, I don't want to talk about the Steelers, the Steelers backup, you know, yeah, but you know, and I know how, you know, amazing certain people are in the media, but where does it come from? You know, I've had Tyler Palco on my show, and, you know, cause of his dad and all that, he's just really good at that quarterback talk, but you're more media. I wouldn't say you have a quarterback talk. You're more really learned from the guru Phil that came in and, you know, was a quarterback, but really when you listen to him now, he sounds like one of the best sports analysts out there, you know, about breaking down football and just doing it so well.
Yeah, we definitely, our family thinks so. And, you know, it just stems too from all the hard work that he puts in every week. I mean, that guy, he's, you know, he might as well be a coach for the amount of time that he spends in the film room, you know, in his little dungeon there. It's all dark, you know, and he's just got the one light from the laptop, from the film that he's watching. And he just puts so much hours into it and prepares himself, honestly, probably too much, to the extent where TV doesn't even do it justice, since those segments are so quick on television. And that's why the podcast, I think, is perfect for him too, because it gets all that stuff that he wants to share with viewers and everyone out there. He gets all that stuff out of him for that podcast, and it's been great. And, you know, that's what's so fun about the sport is the fact that, you know, my father and I, you know, totally different generations of viewing it, but at the same time, just the foundation of the game still remains true. And we can still enjoy those things that are similar, but yet different from my experience to what I experienced in the NFL and now today.
Wow. Do you have any other projects you're working on in conjunction with the podcast with your dad, or things in the works?
Yeah. So, you know, we are starting to do a video version of it. So that's available on our YouTube channel, Sims Complete. And then I also coach and mentor quarterbacks in the tri-state area that are focused on New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. You know, right now actually have QBs, you know, all over the country. Even Chad Kelly is quote unquote one of my students, even though we're about the same age. And Chad Kelly is doing an unbelievable job right now in the CFL, and he's up for the MVP of the league. So he is, you know, a part of our Sims Complete QB family that we coach and mentor. And we're so grateful for that opportunity to share those lessons that we learn with the next generation of quarterbacks.
What do you think of now college football with, you know, the ability to make money as a player? What is your thoughts on that? You wish it happened when you were around, right?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of players like myself that are definitely have that sentiment. At the same time, what's, I think, unfortunate for players in one degree is that it is taking away from the amateurism of the sport. And as soon as you start accepting money for play, expect the criticism of your play to be ramped up another notch. You know, I think we're very harsh on the way that we critique NFL football players, much more so than in college football. But the more and more you see college players make more money, I feel like you're going to start to see that same rhetoric to that level, which is going to be difficult, because those young men are 18, 19, 20 years old and, you know, going through a lot. You know, being a student athlete is a tremendous task. Being a student athlete at Division I football school at a Power 5 school, nonetheless, is an enormous task. So it will be interesting to see how all those things play out, because we kind of just let Pandora's box open and we'll see, you know, what the repercussions of that are. I mean, there's great things to it, but there will obviously be some negatives as well.
Well, Matt, what's your daily routine to keep your self mentally and physically sharp?
Oh man. Well, right now I am a young father. I have a 2-year-old son, and that dude, he is running around and going crazy. So he's the one that's definitely keeping me young and agile and, you know, keeping me on my toes, so to speak. So, but yeah, just, you know, I still train like I'm a player. I still prepare, you know, for our show as if I was a player, trying to watch as much film as possible and stay in the news, and then also kind of have my own perspective on it from being a former player. And then just, you know, the typical things, reading and trying to learn more, you know, about myself as an individual, and then all the things that I find interesting outside of football that give me, I think, a unique perspective as a coach and teacher of the sport.
Definitely does. And it seems like you're wealth of knowledge beyond your age right now, especially. And I bet you when you work with all these quarterbacks, you're like, you know, you're still very young, but yet know so much. Do you see yourself coaching in an even higher level at one point as well?
It's definitely something that I've considered. It's something that I've discussed even with my wife extensively on numerous times. And it really, unfortunately, kind of comes to that same thing. I'm just not willing to kind of sacrifice that much time to go into that world, you know, because when you are a coach, I don't know if you saw Mike McDaniel in his interview that he did on ESPN a few weeks ago. But I mean, that guy's at the facility at 4 o'clock in the morning and he's breaking down film and he's not getting back home until 7, 8 o'clock at night. And to be away from my son and to be away from my family for that extended period of time, you know, I'm just not willing to make that great of a sacrifice for the sport right now. But maybe when he gets older and a little bit more mature, maybe I'll dive back into it. But the coaching and mentoring on the own private side of Sims Complete and doing the podcast and other things like that are working for me just fine right now.
Okay.
If you had the attention of the entire planet for 30 seconds, I mean, everybody on the entire planet's watching you. They're tuned in to Matt Sims. What would you say?
Man, that's a tough one. You know, it's something that I, you know, for a lot of the things that I do as far as our show, the way that I think and coach too, I'm not like a huge over planner. I do like to speak from my heart. I do like to speak within the moment. So I can't really encapsulate what I would say in that moment right there. But I know that I would try to be, like I said earlier, as authentic as I possibly could be, speak from the heart, speak about something that I'm passionate about, and hopefully have some good dialogue with someone else too that feels the same way about what we're talking about.
Well, he's definitely well media trained, Greg. Now you going to answer this question. Take a second to answer, but Greg asks all of our celebrity guests, as we interview all walks of life in celebrity, especially, and also we see a lot of the entrepreneurs, right? Greg, go ahead with your question.
Right.
Yeah. So I love to ask people this question, you know, cause it helps me grow, you know. I'm a couple years older than you, but I'm always learning. That's important. So Matt, what's the most important thing you feel you've ever learned?
Ooh, yeah, that is a good one. Something that I feel like I've really applied as a football player, as a coach, and that's what's great about the position of quarterback too, that you are that quote unquote extension of the coach on the field, and you do communicate more so than a lot of other positions as far as, you know, what the goal of the play is, how to accomplish that goal, how to speak to a different individual, because they rise or fall depending on how you speak to them and being aware of that specific person. And, you know, one thing that I really appreciated and tell my students all the time is, you know, you learn something, then go and teach someone who knows nothing about it. And when you teach something about that subject, you'll learn more about that subject. And then that cyclical nature of that just continues to improve the individual themselves, but also the people around you, because the more that I teach, the more that I learn, and the more that I learn, the better the teacher I become. So that's something that I think is a huge sentiment that I've learned through football, and I've been fortunate enough to continue to pass that along to the next generation.
Fantastic. Cool. It's such a great thing, Matt. Best place people can find information on you and Sims Complete is go where?
Yeah, Sims Complete. We're on YouTube. You can find us there. We're also available on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, anywhere where podcasts are available. And that's with my father, Big Phil Sims. You can see him on Instagram and Twitter. And then I'm on Sims Complete on Instagram and Twitter. So please tune in and check us out.
Appreciate it, Matt. It was great stuff. Thanks for stopping by.
Take care
thank
now.
Thank you so much. All appreciate right. Have a good one.
That was the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and celebrity interviews live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Take care, guys.